Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents.
Or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
The most trusted name in evil. This is VLN.
Danger, you're about to enter the vortex of terror. It's Throx and Friends, the VLN morning show. I'm your host, Throx Kilmer. Today's top stories, dangerous doppelgangers, and why the Legion gets to steal your hard-earned tax dollars. With me, as always, the terror of the Southern Battalion, it's Zombie Stonewall Jackson.
The South will rise again as zombies.
And fresh from her new book tour, it's TV's own Jessica Simpson.
It's great to be back, Throx.
So, it looks like there may be a few more doppelgangers out there than previously thought. The Heroic Legion got it wrong again. Even hero-hugging President Ames turned out to be one.
You know, I don't know that doppelgangers are all that bad.
You don't think so, Zombie Stonewall Jackson?
Well, let's look at the facts. President Ames' first few years were terrible, but after he got doppelganged, it really turned him around. They finally expelled that dangerous alien Cosmos, and the black market's stronger than ever. I think that these... Sorry, my jaw sluiced out. I think these doppelgangers are okay.
Cosmos, ugh. We here at VLN know that Cosmos has been responsible for more property damage than any villain. And now he's forming his own country for rebel aliens?
I guess everybody has a fun side.
Still, doppelgangers, sneaking around, stealing people's identities. How afraid should our listeners be?
I think people should be very afraid, constantly, but not about doppelgangers. After all, how many times have you said around the house, I have so much to do, I wish there were two of me. Well, now there can be.
Still, seems like they're killing the people they replace. That could be an issue.
Well, how many times have you said, I have so much to do, I wish I would just die?
I have said that. I really have.
This is just another case of heroes overreacting, probably to distract us from the high cost of their new clubhouse in Seattle.
We here at the program support all those who protest the Legion legally and want to give an extra shout out to the terrorists that tried to incite violence during those peaceful demonstrations.
We sure do, Throx.
We'll be back later in the hour to continue our slander. Up next is the most popular game show in recorded history. Wait, wait, don't kill. So don't touch that dial. We placed a neurotoxin on it. There is no cure. Be careful.
You're listening to VLN.
Thanks, Peter. Throx and Friends will be back with the weatherman after this message from today's sponsor.
The Home Despot. The Home Despot is more than a store. It's an armory.
Whether it's machine guns, smart bombs, or just a little advice on how to crush your enemies, we've got you covered. So stop procrastinating. Come to the Home Despot and start checking off some of those items on that master plan of yours. The Home Despot. More scheming, more dooming. That's the power of the Home Despot.
From VLN Studios in Extradition Proof Zarpathia, it's the Hero Forecast. I'm the Weatherman. The Juvenile Giants are conducting training exercises in the city of Chicago, so if you've got a full contingent of henchmen, you should be fine for a skirmish, but hold off any conquest plans in the Midwest until at least Tuesday. Heading east towards Washington, the city has remained relatively clear since the death of Quantum months ago. VLN has opened up a bounty on the United States Capitol for any up-and-coming evildoers. Destroy one landmark to be eligible for the grand prize of a fully equipped evil lair. Globally, Cosmos has been sighted in the South China Sea, so any operations should be shuttered and hidden from aerial view. It is believed that he's still operating alone, but due to his new talent pool in Isla Selva, there's a strong adversary warning for the entire region. That's it for the Hero Forecast. As always, call in your local hero sightings to VLN so we can keep you updated. Stay safe, stay evil.
Thanks, Weatherman. Up next is everyone's favorite henchman, Stan. And that rap that follows our rap. Stay tuned for the Utility Belt. Before we wrap things up, it's time to check the facts.
From the Villainous League Freedom of Expression Bunker, welcome to the VLN Facts Blitz. I'm Morgana Tuckerson. President Norris has just announced that the United States will now require all superpowered individuals to enter a public registry. Finally, introducing some transparency in the world of superheroics. How should you feel about this groundbreaking policy? We went to the streets to hear from people just like you.
I think it's about time. I don't want my kids in school with someone who is going to blow up or shoot lasers. This is about safety.
All the supers in America on one public list? It's great. They should also have to put their home addresses.
For transparency.
This policy is meaningless. Hidden or not, all shall fall before my might. All heroes of Earth will be ground to dust, leaving not even a shadow to remember them.
And there you have it, straight from the mouths of normal citizens like you or me. Soon the identity of all supers and sidekicks will be out there for everyone to see. This will mean safer streets, less capes, and more freedom. VLN Instapolling says that over 85% of listeners support registering supers, and a further 62% would also be in favor of a policy requiring their forced sterilization. Bringing you all the facts you need, I'm Morgana Tuckerson. Back to you, Throx.
Now, as a special treat for our listeners, we have a special message from our corporate overlords, the Council of Evil.
My God! I mean, oh, God! Are they coming here? Into the studio?
Just don't look them in the eyes, Jessica.
Oh my God, there are thousands of them!
Hello, listener. We here at Corporate want to assure you that in these trying times, we're here for you. As the American government seeks to identify every person with superhuman abilities, heroes, in their cowardice, see only the looming shadow of authoritarianism, where we at the Council of Evil see opportunity. Soon, we will know the identities of not only our nemeses, but those young, impressionable children who have not yet decided what side of the battle they will fight for.
We order you to go and build an army. Recruit or destroy the powerful. This is your command. The Council will watch over you because we are everything and nothing. All consuming until all are under our yoke.
Because the children really are our future. So especially to our superpowered listeners, consider joining today.
Well, that's our show. If someone could get a mop for what's left of Stonewall.
We've all been there. Zombie, Stonewall, Jackson.
We sure have, Jessica. Coming up in our next hour, 15 ways to make waterboarding more fun for the whole family. From Throx and Friends, have a terrible day.
Today's show was pirated by John Dorsey and Maximilian Clark. Additional smuggling by Brendan Sokler and Carla Lerner Montero. VLN would also like to implicate the following people. Alex Stein, Amanda Sykes, Andy Manjuk, Brendan Sokler, Connor Maroney, Dan Panfilo, Elke Reed, Evan Maltby, John Perkis, Keith Michael Pinnott, Lawrence Davis, Max Clark, Matt Mundy, Miranda Wazell, Owen Scott, Patrick Harvey, Sabina Friedman Seitz, Sonia O'Hara, Victoria Ray Sook, Walter Masterson. Further aiding and abetting by Hunter Shelburne and Brenna Killeen. VLN is made possible despite the efforts of the Superhuman Public Radio, who you can threaten at superhumanpublicradio.com. This is VLN.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Hi, folks. Let me see if I can sum up Midnight Burger in about 25 seconds.
Really big monster!
Zero irony.
Pardon me, Gloria. Might my husband and I have a word?
The radio is talking to me.
So this is how it ends. Eaten by wolves in space.
There's a pocket dimension in the deep freeze.
This is the stupidest dystopia we've ever been to.
What the hell is that?
Because you're having a cigarette? In 415 million BC.
Where are we?
Space.
Can you narrow that down?
The bad part?
Ava.
Yeah, that didn't work at all.
At the nexus of all things, there is a diner. Look for Midnight Burger on your favorite podcasting app or just go to weopenat6.com.